So this morning I want to share with you Matthew chapter 21. And I want to look at verses 32, I guess it is. There's two subtitles in this particular part of Matthew. And it's about the authority of Jesus and how the religious leaders of the day challenged his authority. New Living Translation says this: when Jesus returned to the temple and began teaching the leading priests and other leaders, they came up to him and they demanded, "By whose authority did you drive out the merchants from the temple? Who gave you that authority?" You remember he chased the money changers out of the temple. In red letter edition, Jesus' words attributed to Jesus. He said, "I'll tell you who gave me the authority to do these things. If you answer one question, did John the Baptist come from heaven or was it merely by humans?" And they talked among themselves. "Well, ooh, if we say he was from heaven, he will ask, why didn't we believe him? But if we say it was merely human, we'll be mobbed, because the people think he was a prophet." So they finally replied, "We don't know." And then Jesus responded, "Then I won't answer your question either." And then the next subtitle of this particular part of Matthew 21 is about the story of two sons. Red letter edition gives the words credited to Jesus. "But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son answered, 'No, I won't go.' But later he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, 'You go.' And he said, 'Yes, sir, I will.' But he didn't go. So which of the two was obeying his father?" They all replied, "Well, the first, of course." And then Jesus explained his meaning to this parable. He says, "I assure you, corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do. For John the Baptist came and showed you the way to life, and you didn't believe him, while tax collectors and prostitutes did. And even when you saw this happening, you refused to turn from your sin and believe him." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.